snow. Everything is holy here tonight. Shepherd boy upon the hill,
bid your flock be very still.
Fall softly, snow, a child is born tonight. Men bearing gifts come from afar. A holy light, brightest of them all, the eastern star. Herald angels from snow, a child is born tonight. The time is here.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes and the eastern coast of Canada. With this being our selection of great Christmas favorites from the East Coast for Christmas in July 2025 and our first official Christmas in July 100% Christmas music, I'd like to send out my greatest of Christmas in July wishes to Peter and Myrna Trenholm. Now, you know, Peter did some recordings of Christmas music as well, including writing a couple of songs. But first of all, we're going to hear Peter and a song he wrote and recorded titled The Christmas Train. Then we'll follow with the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and his classic Santa Claus is a Newfie. And with that, I would like to send this out to Michael T. Wall and his family today, the Singing Walls. And then we'll wrap up with the pride of the East Coast, Dick Nolan, and his all-time classic called Good Old Newfie Christmas. With that, I would like to wish everybody down east a very happy early Christmas in July. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Put on your boots, your hat and coat. Walk out in the snow. I hear the sound coming round the bend. The Christmas trains are coming. Now don't be late, please don't hesitate. Board this train, walk on through the gate. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. There's an infant baby on that train, one that we all know by name. Jesus Christ is that baby's name. The Christmas train's a-comin'. There's a smile upon his holy face. He spreads pure love and he offers grace. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's comin' down the line for all the world to see. Where will you be when his train comes in? The Christmas train's a-comin'. Now don't you wait till it is too late. This Christmas train's gonna seal your fate. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. Then, Conductor Jesus is your friend. Arms are reaching from the great I am. The Christmas train's a-comin'. There's room for all inside this train. Let's take the time and shout his name. Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. The King of Kings is aboard this train. Don't you wait for that midnight train. We're boarding now on this Christmas train. The Christmas train's a-coming. You know that Jesus will carry you through. His light will shine and he'll make you new. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'. The Christmas train's a-comin'.
Said that Santa Claus comes from the cold North Pole, but there's a story in Newfoundland that simply must be told. The island knows the legend well, passed down from centuries, and I'm here to tell the whole wide world that Santa is a Newfie. Now this is a true story, just like Aunt Martha's sheep. Why it remains so secret, it truly amazes me. Up on this rocky island home, he became a famous man. It's time that everyone should know that Santa's from Newfoundland. Santa Claus is a Newfie, with a big ho-ho down your chimney with a leap. Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone. Santa Claus is a Newfie. It was a foggy Christmas Eve, the sleigh was loaded down. Santa needed a guiding light to find his way around. Rudolph appeared at the door as Santa lost his speech. He saw his nose and he laughed, ho ho, you've been drinking, Newfie screech. So if you're ever in Newfoundland when Christmas time draws near, leave a little mug up for Santa and his reindeer. A drink-up screech makes Rudolph's nose as bright as it can be. I swear it's true, believe me you, Santa's a Newfie. Santa Claus is a Newfie, with a big ho-ho down your chimney with a leap. Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone. Santa Claus is a Newfie. Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone. Santa Claus.
We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. And we won't go home until we're all half tight. Well, there'll be moonshine and homebrew, Newfie screech and black horse too. A good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Well, John will start with the lead guitar and Wolfie on the drums. Keith will join in with the bass and I'll just drum along. Donnie will play the squeeze box, the fiddle and mandolin. We'll drink and play till the break of day, and then we'll start again. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Well, we won't go home until we're all half tight. There'll be moonshine and homebrew, Newfie screeching black horse to a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. And a turkey on the table. We'll drink and eat and dance and sing until we are unable. When everyone has had his fill, we'll walk out through the door. And when the next day rolls around, we'll swear we'll drink no more. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Well, we won't be home until we're all half tight. There'll be moonshine and homebrew, Newfie screeching black horse to a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. And we won't go home until we're all half tight. There'll be moonshine and homebrew, Newfie screeching black horse to a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Yes, a good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
This is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Yes, friends, once again, following those East Coast favorites, we are back here, and it's once again that time in the program to salute the great bluegrass legends of the past with a selection of great bluegrass-inspired Christmas songs, as I would like to remind y'all that next weekend we will be celebrating the 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival in Spencerville, which is happening from the 7th to the 10th of August. We will also be featuring many of the legends of bluegrass on next week Ken's program that will be featured at the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival, so I hope to see y'all out there enjoying the music. In the meantime, let's pay tribute to the Queen of Bluegrass, Miss Rhonda Vincent, along with others. So first we'll hear from Miss Rhonda in a classic called Christmas Time at Home. Then we'll follow with the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, and his classic That's Christmas Time to Me. And then we'll wrap up with the man forever remembered as the voice with a heart, yes, Mr. Mac Wiseman, and his classic Christmas Memories. With that, here now is our salute to the high lonesome sound of Christmas as done by Legends of Bluegrass. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on the Way Back with Johnny's Christmas in July program.
Travel home for Christmas. fireplace burning brightly. We at Christmas. And daydreams are filled with memories. The sounds of carols as the snowflakes fill the night air. Toys from Santa and the love of family. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree. And the Star of Bethlehem, where all could see. I'll be home again for Christmas in my dreams. My heart and mind are filled with Christmas memories.
The break of day, when the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pim was ready to go.
Hello, this is Louis Monroe II, grandson of Bill Monroe. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back with Johnny Show.
It ain't even about sundown.
Now, friends, I would like to once again welcome back for the second half of the great interview with my good friend Rick Goldsmith. In this half, we talk about the popularity of the Rankin Bass collection and the specials that keep on gaining recognition and popularity over the years. Today, I would like to also mention that I have known Rick for many years, I believe since either 2008 or 2009. It has always been a joy to talk to about his hero, Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass. And with that, following this interview with Rick, we will hear an all-time favorite as sung by the original Miser Brothers, Heat Miser, Snow Miser, their theme song. With that, here once again is my good friend, just in time for July's Christmas in July, Mr. Rick Goldsmith from his home in Illinois. What is your thought on the impact that the Rankin Bass have had over the years? They, to me, seem more popular than some of the other stuff that's around nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Well, they put a lot of heart and warmth and quality into their stuff that is not seen in today's entertainment. You know, whenever they come out with a new Christmas special or Christmas show or whatever you want to call it, even feature films, they don't have the quality and the charm to them that the Rankin Bass specials did. And the Rankin Bass shows have become so popular now because people want to go back in to a simpler time, and their specials are as part of the holidays as getting a Christmas tree.
That's true. Very true, right?
They're that important, and they really put you into the mood the holiday.
Yes, yes.
You know, a lot of people now with cell phones, being on the internet and so on and so forth, you get a little bit depressed seeing.
Well, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, seeing the news of everything, it gets you depressed. So you need something to bring you out of that depression.
Exactly.
And Rankin Bass is a good way to do it. And then now I've written 7 books on Rankin Bass, and the newest is on The Year Without a Santa Claus, and it was The Night Before Christmas. And
very nice.
I mean, talk about 2 specials that were almost perfect, and they both came out the same year, 1974.
Okay.
So this will be their 51st anniversary this year.
Yes.
And the music in them is just very memorable, and, you know, the Heat Miser and Snow Miser are 2 of the most popular characters of all time.
They almost have a cult following, if I may say, yes.
Yeah, yes. And when I put the mask up, I have these big mask heads of the Heat Miser and Snow Miser at my appearances. Everybody gravitates towards them.
Exactly.
And like I was at the all-night Wheaton all-night flea market last year, and Mindy Cohn, she was from the Facts of Life.
Yes.
And she came over and she was like, "Can I buy these from you?" And I said, no, they're just display. You know, they did sell them and you might be able to find them on eBay, but they're out of stock now. But I mean, everybody loves those characters and they want, you know, they want something to represent them in their collection. And I mean, they're
beloved.
So popular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, in some ways, they're even more popular than, I hate to say it, but Rudolph and Frosty themselves in some cases.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes. Because everybody knows the song.
Exactly.
And they start singing them. When they come up to my table, they're always singing the songs.
Amazing.
And can I take a picture of them? They ask.
Yes.
You know.
For sure.
So it's kind of funny. I was just going to say, this time of year, even though it's the summer and it's Christmas in July, since it's past the middle of the year, my focus is on the holiday seasons now.
For sure.
You know, because I know I have a lot of things coming up and things I have to do. I just finished an article on the Year Without a Santa Claus for Retro Fan Magazine.
Yes,
that'll be out in December.
Good.
It has an Adam West Batman cover. So Retro Fan is a great magazine. It's,
that's the same as Remind?
No, it's different.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a slick, very colorful, well laid out magazine with a whole bunch of really neat articles in them.
Oh, nice. Yes.
So I think this is probably my 7th article I've written for them. Every issue that I've been in has been phenomenal. The only non-Rankin Bass article I wrote was on my friend George Maharis, who passed away a couple years ago. He was the star, one of the stars of Route 66.
Okay.
Which I love that TV series. So that was fun writing that article. But primarily I've been writing Rankin Bass articles, and usually they come out in the December issue.
Yes, of course. With the Christmas
but it's a
season.
Phenomenal magazine.
Now, the other thing is, how can our listeners go about purchasing your books, Rick?
Well, I have an Etsy store. An Etsy shop, and then I also have them on eBay. Now, eBay is better for if you're in Canada.
Yes, it is.
Because you can purchase it through their international shipping.
Exactly.
Program.
That's how I got your copy.
Yeah. I usually send it to a eBay place in Illinois, and then they ship it to Canada.
I see.
So it's a more secure shipping method.
Exactly.
And other than that, I sell on Amazon, too.
Oh, do you?
I have the books on Amazon in the marketplace.
Yes, okay.
But I'm not sure if they do international shipping there, though. So.
Where could we find you on eBay, for instance?
It's under my seller name is Miser Bros.
Okay.
Just like my publishing company, the Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
So one last, I have two more questions, but in promoting the Christmas specials for Rudolph and Frosty and that for the last 30, almost 40 years, what has been the biggest change?
Well, you mean in
the audience?
The way that specials are done?
Or remembered, or are they as popular, I guess would be my question.
They're getting more popular.
Are they? Good.
Now, because I get a lot of inquiries from companies that want to license the show, and that says to me that they're getting more popular.
Exactly.
You know, Funko does Pops.
Yes.
You've probably seen those.
Yes, I have.
And I'm not all that wild about them. I don't have many in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
But they're expanding to do all the Rankin Bass characters in that genre. And I know that the animatronic characters that were made by Techie Toys for Lowe's,
yes,
did well. I know those are doing well, and those are very expensive.
Yes,
you know,
they
you're
are.
You're talking $300-$500.
Exactly.
You know, so
but they're
not
well
cheap.
Put together.
Yeah. So the demand is there. You know, and I consistently sell my books, especially in the fourth quarter of the year. I'm so busy, it's hard to keep up with it.
I hear
so,
you.
So, to answer your question, it's just getting bigger. And like I said before, with, you know,
the way the world is, they want that.
The way the world
is,
and the, so many depressing things are going on that people tend to want to go to a simpler time, reflect back on the things they grew up with, or the things that are most wholesome. Rankin Bass fits in with that to a T, you know.
It's, that's right. Yeah.
It's all good quality stuff. There are some people that tell me they watch the shows every day.
Oh,
now,
is that
I
right?
couldn't
yeah.
do that.
Well, I watch them
around,
but not every day, no.
Yeah, like for me, I save them until the holidays.
Okay.
You know, like I'll watch Mad Monster Party on Halloween, and
yes.
I'll watch Jack Frost on Groundhog Day, and
Peter
so on Cotton and so
Dale
forth.
And exactly.
Right, on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep it kind of seasonal, but there are people that say, you know, my son watches Rudolph every day.
Amazing.
Or my daughter watches Frosty every day. And I'm thinking, well, maybe there's something to that.
Exactly.
It keeps them happy.
Well, with that, Rick, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And as I say, I'd love to get you back on for the Christmas season if you'll have.
Sounds good. And Merry Christmas in July.
Exactly. So you take care and we'll be talking to you, Rick. God bless you. Care now.
Okay. You take care now.
Bye-bye.
Too much.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
He's too much.
I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have a 30, 20, 10, 5, and then it freeze.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow.
That's right.
He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Too much.
Too much.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. Underwood.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you.
I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
Please, Mr. Green Christmas, please.
too much.
Too much.
Well, come on, let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers, and those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit SpencervilleFair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
Well, yes, friends, once again, before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to once again pay tribute to a lady who I had great friendship with over the years. She was always graciously inviting to me as a friend, but also as a interview guest on the Way Back with Johnny show, and originally the Way Back Country Jamboree. Having been a guest way back in 2020, we shared a lot of memories together during that interview, including the next clip that I would like to play in honor of Miss Connie Francis, who sadly passed away, yes, the 17th of July at the age of 87. I was very fortunate enough to interview Miss Connie back in 2020, and in memory of her, I would like to pay tribute to her with a clip from that interview about how she would like to be remembered. Then we will play one of her greatest Christmas classics that she ever recorded, titled Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. With that, here's a tribute to my dear late friend, Miss Connie Francis, here today. We'll miss you, Connie, forevermore.
How would Miss Connie Francis like to be remembered, both personally and professionally?
I just want to be remembered. I hope I did okay.
And you sure did.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore, faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. The fates allow. Until then,
I'm not afraid to die.
once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Why, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Song of the Week. And with that mentioned, the Wayback Song of the Week is a favorite recording that Miss Kitty Wells, the Queen of Country Music, and her husband, Johnny Wright, recorded many years ago. I believe it was in 1967 and was written by Dick Bales of the Bales Brothers and was the B-side of the 45 single White Christmas. It was never meant to be released as an official part of the Kitty Wells Christmas album. However, some way, and thankfully to us, fans of morbid and plain pitiful songs, as Eddie Stubbs used to say, it was released and recorded. But I would like to warn y'all that this is a very true tearjerker in many ways. Among my favorites of Christmas recordings as well in the history of country music, and this is a song by Miss Kitty Wells and her late husband, Johnny Wright, and called There Won't Be Any Tree This Year for Christmas. Now we will be back following this Send Us All Home. And with that, here's our Song of the Week.
Was a healthy child, and we always feared for him. Though we both had always tried to fuel the life that had grown dim. So we didn't think it strange when the family doctor said, if you have any plans to fill for him, better set those plans ahead. He'd never known a real Christmas. You see, he was then only three. So we planned an all-out Christmas with the most beautiful of all trees. Now here it was in late August, and Christmas yet 4 months away. But the doctor had said he would leave us by fall, so we had to hasten the day. September instead of December, just 3 months before Christmas Day. A big tree in his room was glistening with gifts, toys and candy array. His eyes really lit up when he saw it, and his little heart was just bubbling with joy. But the tears filled the eyes of all present. We knew he was such a sick boy. Just a few days longer he lingered, then angels took him away to be with the giver of Christmas. So you understand when we say,
this year.
Yes, friends, once again, it is that time in the program to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny program and show here at CFRC and also www.osherox.com. I'd like to thank you, each and every one of you, for allowing me to change the format and the music genre a little bit today and pay tribute to our first of hopefully many Christmas in July's programs. And until November comes, I would like to play us home today with a special Christmas songs and then put them away for another few months before Christmas comes. But first of all, we're going to hear from my late great friend Tommy Cash, the brother of Johnny Cash, who I knew quite well during the early days of my career and even before. And it's going to be a Christmas song called Jesus is the Reason for the Season. Then we'll wrap up with none other than Bill Anderson, Whispering Pole Boy Bill Anderson, and a song that he recorded titled Still Believing in Christmas. With that, we will be back here next Sunday, same great time, same great place, over CFRC 101.9 FM and www.osherox.com on Saturday, where this will be uploaded then. In the meantime, we will be back to normal programming as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival next weekend. So with that, I'll mention, may God bless and keep each and every one of you. See y'all then, and may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again. So long for now, friends, and happy listening.
Up and down the street sparkle in the night, and in the distance you can hear the sounds of silent night. Carefree children laugh and sing all across the land. The world is of one spirit. It's Christmas once again. Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Town wound round corners, shoppers hurry by. Carolers sing, deck the halls, the streets are snowy white. Sidewalk Santas smile at children as they pass him by. A lonely bell reminds us of the child born on this night. And Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Peace falls on a world that's filled with happiness, but it won't mean a thing if we forget that Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Santa Claus is
look for him every year. But I keep looking for someone else. I believe his coming is near. It's not old Santa's birthday. Let me tell you this one thing. I'm not looking for an old fat man. I'm looking for my king.
Jesus won't come down your chimney. He won't ride in a red sleigh. He'll be riding on a big white cloud when he takes his children away.
He may come in the middle of the night, but it won't be with reindeer.
He'll come with angels to get his children and take them away from here.
Jesus won't creep in your house and leave presents under your tree. He already gave the greatest gift when he hung on Calvary's tree. And it wasn't just for good kids, it was for one and all. He won't come down your chimney, but in your heart if you just call.
Chimney, he won't ride in a red sleigh. He'll be riding on a big white cloud when he takes his children away.
He may come in the middle of the night, but it won't be with reindeer.
He'll come with angels to get his children and take them away from here.
It's Christmas time, blissful time. It's Christmas time again.
My favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve, knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ, and it's his birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year, and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to. I've been called a lot worse things in my life. I've seen a lot of Christmases come and go down through the years, and I'm looking forward to this one, and the next one, and the next one. So allow me to say to you and yours, Merry Christmas, because even after all this time, in fact, maybe now even more than ever, I am still believing in Christmas.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your own host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
Is there a few
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program campus in